This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pretty soon, this guy's going to be in the lab cranking out, hopefully, some winning bets and some winning, position you'd earn a little scratch, usually. Well, I mean, what was the record last year, Prisco? Let's refresh the memory. Mm-hmm. Pete Prisco, everybody, from CBS Sports HQ, who's been doing best bets and all those picks on CBSSports.com forever. What was the record last year, Prisco? I forgot.
The best bets were really good.
Uh-huh.
That I know.
Yeah.
Because I was on, I did that podcast with Kenny White.
Yeah.
And RJ White and all them and Brinson, and I beat them all.
So okay.
I had a really good year.
Nice.
I mean, I beat a Vegas tout last year. That's a good year for me. So I forget what it was, but I had a good year. Overall, probably average, I think it was. When you pick all those games, every game, it's tough. You know that.
It's tough.
To pick every game. But my best bets were very good last year, so I hope to carry that over.
Well, and that's the important thing that you pick out, because, nobody, unless you are a complete degenerate, sits there and bets every single game. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you bet games, you usually pick, it might vary. Maybe this week you'll have 3 games, maybe this next week you'll have 5. But the more games you pick, obviously the odds slant the other direction. So looking forward to reading you as always. Looking forward to talking football with you right now. I asked, and we'll get to the Jaguars. I know you're down there. We'll get to the Cowboys. Maybe a little Zach Wilson thought, the only first rounder not signed. But what, the Rodgers stuff, what was your expectation, Pete, for what he would say versus what he actually did say, which was, pretty raw and all-encompassing? Were you surprised he was that forthright?
No, not really. Look, he's very, when you talk to him sometimes about football and stuff, he's very forthcoming. And so I think, no, I wasn't surprised. And I'm glad he did it. I mean, look, there was a lot of stuff out there this year. And over the course of the last couple of years, I think he needed to clear some of that up. And I'm glad he did. I always thought he was going to play. I was in the minority on that. And I really, I'd heard from people in Green Bay, there was no way they're trading him. So it was either you play or you retire. And if you retire, you got to pay back a boatload of money. You're not playing football again, and you're a year older, and it doesn't really do you anything to get you out of there. So I always thought he would play. This whole thing, and I said this out on a tweet the other day, it all boils down to this. They thought he was declining, and that's why they picked Jordan Love. And he came back and showed them, nope, I can still play at an MVP level, and that complicated the whole mess. If you've got a problem with the president of the team and that's the issue you have with the Green Bay Packers, that's absurd. You don't even have to interact with the guy, barely at all. So go play, get your money, and go win a Super Bowl, and then you work it out from there.
Yeah, the idea that he was declining, maybe it's because he wasn't throwing, 40 touchdowns a season, 26 and 25, or 25 and 26 in the last couple of years, and then he explodes for 48. How could they think that he was declining? That's the thing that I don't understand. And I guess maybe they're just too smart by half in a sense here. But ultimately, if they don't figure this thing out over the year, Pete, and Aaron Rodgers wants to keep playing, what's the landing spot for him? It doesn't feel like there's a made for, like perfectly made for TV
New Orleans
place for him to go. Other than maybe New Orleans, but they got two guys there.
Where do you think? I don't think they'll trade him. I don't think they'll trade him in the conference, to be honest with you. I just don't. I wouldn't, and I don't think they will. Here's the thing. Let's not forget, they control his rights again next year.
Yes.
But Pete, what's
the deal with this deal that they reworked out, that if we don't figure it out over the course of the year, we'll let you go wherever you go? Is that? It's not actually written like that, is it?
No, the deal is they lopped off the last year, and he's become an unrestricted free agent after 2021. But what they're talking about in that language is, if we can mend the fences, try and fix this thing, make you comfortable. And the other thing about Roger, look, he wants input. You're a player. you're not a scout. You're not a personnel guy. I get it if they came to you and say, hey, did you watch any of these wide receivers in the draft? Do you like any of them? Yeah, I like this guy, that guy, and that guy. But go back and watch them. Let your personnel department do their job. Your job is to throw footballs. It's not to be a guy evaluating talent. So, and by the way, Randall Cobb, would you rather have Randall Cobb or Amari Rodgers on the field? Personally, when you start getting old guys coming back, you're asking for it. So I think there's a little bit of a problem with that one, too.
So we're talking to Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst, also senior writer, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. Good friend of the show. All right, so I know Urban Meyer, obviously Trevor Lawrence is the guy, but he has, been reluctant to announce the starter, this competition. I'll put quotes around that. Is it just because the hamstring injury, deprived him of some reps and some time, or is this actually, what's the motivation behind what Urban Meyer's doing here? It's obviously Trevor Lawrence's team.
That's college games is what it is. And, you're going to say, every job is up for grabs and we're going to have a competition. There's no competition. Gardner Minshew stinks, okay? Let's be honest.
Oh, he doesn't stink. Well, Pete, hold on. He doesn't. That's
bad.
Not right. He doesn't stink.
He's bad.
He's not bad.
The funny thing about Gardner Minshew is the perception of him outside of Jacksonville is 10 times better than it is inside of Jacksonville. He holds the ball. He runs and turns and runs around. He's not good. He doesn't go through his progression. They hated him down there, the coaching staff. They hated him. They didn't think he was very good. And if you watch his tape, he's not very good. So there's no competition. Trevor Lawrence will be the starting quarterback, and he will be a darn good one as a rookie. I mean, now, look, they got talent on offense. They got to kind of harness some of those younger guys. It just depends on how they play. You keep hearing them talking about, we're going to run the football, take the pressure off the quarterback. That's all well and good, but go play like Justin Herbert did last year with the Chargers. Chuck it around. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Big, strong-armed kid. Let him grow. This isn't about winning games this year. This is about developing your quarterback.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right about that. A quarterback that's in limbo is Deshaun Watson down in Houston. And BT and I yesterday were speculating he's just there so he doesn't get fined. And it's probably co-signed by the Houston Texans, who don't want the media attention. Yet today we see him taking reps. What's happening down there, and what do we think is going, how the season will play out for Deshaun Watson with the Houston Texans or wherever he gets traded to?
It's just weird, man.
It is.
Talking to people around the league, it'd be awful hard to trade for him. I mean, with that stuff hanging over his head, it's like a dark cloud right now, and you got to let it clear up. And what franchise is willing to go give up major assets for a guy that could be facing, a major suspension, but, B, also there's some, potential for legal criminal problems as well. So I think he's kind of in limbo. And to be honest with you, what's his options right now? He doesn't have any. And I think that's kind of putting him in limbo as well. I think the league ultimately put him on suspension for a while and then see how it goes from there. I can't imagine a team trading for him with the current situation the way it is for Deshaun Watson.
So we're talking to Pete Prisco, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Pete, Lamar Jackson tests positive for COVID. We don't know if he's vaccinated or not. He's going to miss some time, but BT and I aren't worried about that, and I don't think Ravens fans should be worried about that, but it makes you realize that their backup quarterback situation isn't ideal. The Ravens have made the postseason each of the last 3 years. Lamar's won an MVP. They've been pretty dang good, and we're expecting things to advance for Lamar. But this could get a little dicey if Lamar gets hurt or when something like this pops up again.
Yeah, but the problem with having a backup quarterback for Lamar is the way they play. It's almost got to be a guy that plays like him or similar to him. You can't totally scrap things what you do for a guy. For example, Ryan Fitzpatrick in his backup days would never have been a good backup for Lamar Jackson. It just didn't work. So they got to try and make it fit. But you're right. And if he goes, they got major problems. But in a lot of places, if the guy goes, you got major problems. I know, Kansas City, that would be an issue. All the star quarterbacks, I think you're going to have major problems if the quarterback. I mean, look at Tampa. I mean, what are you going to play, Blaine Gabbert? I mean, if Tom Brady goes down, I mean, it's a major issue if your starting quarterback goes down. But I get it. I think it's just hard to fill that backup quarterback role when you play the offense that they use with Lamar Jackson.
So, Pete, I have a question. Have you seen the Dak Prescott stuff on social media in the last hour or so?
No. What was
okay, it? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, it wasn't a huge deal, but I want to play detective on this one because I smell something possibly a little fishy and hopefully not. So Dak Prescott left mid-series, mid-rep, and he just walked off the field. And everybody's like, oh, you know, what happened? Now, automatically, they said, you know, it was not his ankle. So that was ruled out, and we just got word that this was from the Cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arm soreness. Okay. Hey, you get camp fatigue. I get it. You know, you whistle
after
100
a
balls
day?
A day. You whistle 100 balls a day. The arm gets tired. That's why you have a camp arm. I understand that. But to leave the field when you have arm soreness, I don't know. But that's a little unconventional. Would that alarm you? I know you're hearing it for the first time, so it's probably tough to really react. But arm soreness, I would not walk off the field if my arm was sore. I might run off the field if I felt something pop. You know what I'm saying?
Or if you felt your gut gurgling and you had to run off to use the bathroom and you couldn't stop it.
No, but they no, but I well, no, I
that's what we
said that. But the Cowboys said it was arm soreness.
Yeah,
they actually
know,
said that.
Wouldn't you cover for him a little bit if he had to leave the field with a bout of diarrhea?
Well, but Pete, I would, but then I would expect him to come back to the field after he went to the bathroom. To my knowledge, he has not come back to the field.
Sometimes you can't stop it. Maybe he's got an ongoing problem.
I mean, that's a different problem if you can't stop it, Pete.
What, you never had to stick an Imodium in your mouth before?
I have, but for an hour and a half?
Well, yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
I'm not your age yet, Prisco.
Hey, believe me, when I was in my 30s, I was doing that once in a while. You go out and have a nice rough night every once in a while, and you're going to have that problem the next day.
I do know that.
Pete, we have less than 2 minutes here, but the Jets have not signed Zach Wilson because of offset language. BT went off on a rant, as you can imagine, about this earlier on our show. I mean, what's wrong with the Jets? Why can't they just do things the normal way for a team that's rebuilding with a new head coach and Robert Saleh and, you know, Joe Douglas supposedly doing great things with draft picks and et cetera, et cetera? Why does it have to start like this?
I agree. I mean, just look, I know that's your philosophy and that's your policy and everything, but bend over. Come on. Do it the right way. Do the guy the right way. Get your star franchise quarterback on the field. You got to get him out there. And look, I know sometimes these agents can be a little stubborn with their offset language. And the reality is, 9 times out of 10, maybe more even than that, the offset language isn't going to be an issue if you have a franchise quarterback. But it's not, you know, go get him in the camp. Make it work. And I agree. I think if you're a Jets fan, and I know you are, Brandon, look, I'd be pissed too. That's a bad situation.
I appreciate the support. Thank you very much. Prisco, always good hooking up, man. We'll be reading you. We'll be having a lot of conversations throughout the season. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst, senior writer, CBSSports.com, and the second best picker in the CBS Sports family behind Sharp Tierney, of course. Good having you back
on.
No,
I was the best last year.
I'm saying behind me. You're not the best.
I'm running right now to the toilet because my arm is sore.
See you later, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.